Hi, Sean.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm so close to vacation that I'm stupid excited.
Are you on vacation brain?
I'm on vacation brain.
Oh, boy.
So this is going to be fun.
Yes, it's always fun.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Caregiver Shenanigans, where we're informative but fun.
Yes, we are, and we have a guest.
We do.
Welcome, Jenna.
Hi.
Hi, Jenna. Hi. So, Jenna, can you tell us where you're from?
Yes. So, I work for St. Joseph Pace here in Mishawaka. I'm pretty much neighbors to you, Sean, right down the road.
Okay. And what is Pace?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Jennifer.
You are going into news anchor page. Why, thank you. On to you, Sean.
And back to you, Jenna.
All right, so PACE. PACE stands for Programs of All-Inclusive Care for Elderly. Now, when I am working with families or participants, I don't like the word elderly because we service starting at age 55. So I always say we're Programs of All-Inclusive Care for Seniors.
Yeah, but I don't like that either because I'm getting close to the 50s.
You got a couple of years, Sean. You got a couple of years. We're not signing you up for Jenna's program.
That's right.
And I'm like right behind you.
Yes, you are.
Like maybe a couple months.
You're a year.
A year. That is right.
One year.
Yeah. Ugh. Can we talk about
Can we change that?
Yeah. What verbiage works for you, Sean?
I don't know. Grown up.
Mature adults.
Mature adult. I'm
that
not
doesn't,
mature.
That doesn't
I'm
fit us either. They're grown ups.
Giant grown ups. Child yes. over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Jenna.
Yes.
So you are an all inclusive program for grown ups.
Grown ups.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Of a mature age.
Of a certain age.
That's right.
Isn't that correct? They have tay. Anyway, sorry. So what do you do there?
What do I personally do?
What you personally do there.
So my specific job title is enrollment specialist. So I am really the one that's going to be working. We call our people participants. So I'm going to be working with potential participants. If there's family involved, I'm going to meet with them. So I always tell people I kind of kickstart the whole process because there's several steps along the way. So you're going to see me in the beginning and then you're going to see me at the end.
Oh, okay. Yes. So walk us through what happens. Somebody calls you and goes, I don't want to be at home anymore, or my mom and dad, I'm worried about them. Walk us through.
Sure. So if we get a phone call, there's going to be some very simple questions that I ask kind of just right off the bat. Number one, how old are you? Are your loved one, are you at least 55? Because if you're not, obviously that right there, you're not eligible. And then
so you have to be 55 and older.
You have to be 55 and older.
Okay.
Where do you live? So we have our zip codes that we service, but we service St. Joe County, Elkhart County, and Marshall County.
Okay. Okay, so you have the three counties.
We have the three counties. And then I really just start to ask some general information on, well, one, how'd you hear about PACE? And two, you know, what has you looking for help for yourself or for a loved one? So kind of just start to get that general idea and picture in my mind of what's going on. And then I set up a meeting and I go meet with the individual in their home. Because
okay.
You have to go to their home. Because one of the criteria for PACE is also, are you safe in your home? So
that's a criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a good criteria.
What?
That's a good criteria.
It is a good criteria. But what would make them not safe in their home, Jenna?
Well, do you not have running water? Do you have wandering tendencies? You know, it just has to be a safe environment.
Okay. Now, just to clarify, would say I can't cook meals anymore and I'm starving myself. Is that a situation too or no?
No, because that is certainly something we can come into the home and help you with.
Oh, so you can come into the home.
Yes. So PACE, I should kind of back up a little bit.
Sure.
So our whole philosophy is keeping seniors safe at home. So our goal and mission is to keep the people we service in their home for as long as possible and hopefully through end of life.
That would be great because mm-hmm. I know a lot of people would rather stay home.
Yes. So, I mean, and that is, we will only start with you if you're in your home.
Okay.
So if you're already, you know, possibly let's say in an assisted living or you're in a skilled nursing facility, PACE is not the solution.
Well, that's because you already have guardian angels watching over
exactly.
you. Exactly. Is that, yeah, mm-hmm. I thought so.
I have a question.
Yes.
Some places have independent senior living.
Yes. We work with independent living.
You do?
Yes. Because they're not receiving any care.
Okay. But do they have to be of a certain income?
So I'm glad you asked that. There are definitely different ways to pay for PACE. We're traditionally a Medicaid waiver program. So if someone is interested and they already have full Medicaid, I say full Medicaid because I don't know if everyone knows, you know, there's different types of Medicaid. So some people might say, well, yeah, I have full Medicaid, but they really have partial Medicaid. That would be where we then help them get them transitioned to the right Medicaid.
So we're not trying to get into the Medicaid waiver because that's a whole podcast. And we know that. Sure. And it's coming, guys. It's coming. What is partial Medicaid?
So it's QMB. It means they pay for like their premiums. So we would then come in and get them transitioned. But I feel like I got us on a tangent, and I'm already getting off track, so I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Oh, you're fine, because this is so informational that we need to know these little nuances of what PACE is. Number one, we've already learned that you have to be in your home. Number two, you have to be unsafe, and you have to be Medicaid eligible.
And a grown-up. Now, I should say you don't necessarily have to be Medicaid eligible. We have private pay options. So if you have Medicare, let's say. Medicare will pay a portion, and then you will pay a portion.
Oh.
But, you know, those are also going to be questions when I first talk with someone. You know, I'm going to ask them, you know, who's your insurance? Okay, you don't have Medicaid. Do you mind if I ask you some general income questions? Okay. Because that allows me to kind of right off the bat know, yes, you're a candidate for Medicaid. No, you're not.
Okay, will private insurance pay for your programming?
No, not at all.
Okay. You guys are hearing some grumbling because we have Danny and Jack, and we have learned that they might not be the best of friends. So
not yet. They'll get there.
Jack's pretty young, and so Danny's just a baby. So don't worry. We'll have the TikToks up, so you'll get to see how big the baby has gotten. So yeah, but there's some gremlins going on here, and that's why Sean's being so quiet.
She's testing my patience.
All puppies do.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so back on track. Jenna, when somebody does have the Medicaid, they're all good to go. What services do you offer them?
Sure. So I always tell people, we're going to manage your medical needs from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. So that's why I come out. I kind of get some general information from potential participant, really kind of see what their needs are. But we're going to do a series of assessments that will really determine what your needs are. We do have a day center, and I say that lightly. Just because of COVID, we're not fully operational with our day center. Hopefully I can someday stop saying because of COVID.
Yeah, we're all sick of it, yes. All of us, every single one of us.
Have you been able to open some?
Yes, so we do allow up to 15 participants a day right now in our day center. And our goal is to try and get all of our participants in once a month. That's the goal.
So you have different people in every day?
Yes.
Okay. So with this adult, it says adult daycare. Now, does that mean that caregivers can just sign them up and drop them off? Like, what is that look like for our caregivers?
Sure. So it would be determined if it's a need by PACE. PACE would actually pick them up, bring them to the day center, and then take them home.
So they pick them up?
Yes. We provide transportation to our participants.
Okay. And what does the day program look like?
Sure. So we provide a light breakfast when they come in, all sorts of different activities throughout the day. You know, obviously bingo is quite popular.
It always is.
You know, so they're going to have different types of activities that they'll do. We also provide a light lunch, and then we take them home.
Okay, so you have the day program.
Yes.
And so they come in, they do a light lunch and they have activities and, mm-hmm. and the one person, so one person can come in like once a month. That's what it,
that's the goal.
Okay. And do they often want to, or do you have people that want to come every day?
I would
or?
Say there is a mix. There's people that don't want to come at all, that they just want the services we can provide in their home. You do have people that would like to come more than that once a month. So I would say it's a good mix of how often people are wanting to come. I think we'll have a lot of people happy when we can broaden that a little bit.
Oh, okay, cool. So tell me about some of these other things. Do you guys have a program that will help them get on the Medicaid situation?
Yes.
So you have like people that will work with you?
Yes, we have a Medicaid specialist in the office. So that is something we help them because it's a daunting process.
It is.
So we will help anyone that is wanting to join and needs Medicaid. We help them along with that process.
What if somebody just can't, that not necessarily qualifies for your program, but just needs help with Medicaid? Is there, can people call in and ask for help?
No, if they're only needing Medicaid and not our services, I mean, I would direct them where to go, but okay. that's not something that we would do.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense. So you also have a social worker, and what do they do?
So a social worker, I mean, they're going to manage a lot for our participants. I always tell our participants, if you have an issue or concern, I mean, your social worker is always going to be your first point of contact mm-hmm. to guide you through that. You know, so there's a lot that they will help them with that they can reach out on.
Oh, okay. So they just come in and talk. Sean is being really quiet because of Danny today. Are you okay?
Mm-mm. She's, I don't think she's going to be okay after this podcast.
Oh, oh, she's chewing on your butt. All right, Sean, do you want to ask any questions?
Well, one of the next things that's coming up is respite care. I might need some respite care after this.
So do you respite care? You
respite care it says.
Well, we can offer a current participant respite if it's needed.
Okay, and what does that look like?
So that we partner with group homes. So let's say a caregiver that they live with maybe is going on vacation or is going to be gone for a small amount of time. We can arrange for a respite stay.
Oh, with group homes or mm-hmm. assisted livings or other places like that?
Yeah. So we it's typically going to be a group home.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you partner with some. So you have yes. people that you know.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I would say, you know, you guys have probably seen our PACE bus around.
Oh, yeah.
So transportation, I think, is one of the biggest appeals for the PACE program. So PACE will provide transportation for all medical appointments.
All medical appointments.
All medical appointments.
Okay. So they'll come to your home, pick you mm-hmm. up. I know that you guys have, like, anytime we go visit PACE, they have buses just lined up yep. in the front. And is that just somebody has to call ahead and schedule an appointment?
Yeah. So it'll be scheduled ahead of time. But so if someone has dialysis 3 days a week, you don't have to outsource your transportation, which I know there's plenty of options for that. But we're going to pick you up on time. There's going to be no long waiting after your appointment is done. And then we'll take you right back home.
That's really nice to not have that wait. Yes. I know that's often been a problem.
It mm-hmm. is a problem. But transportation for the people that we serve has always been difficult. Mm-hmm. And they have to be a part of your program in order to get that, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with what do you do for medical care? Because I know that you guys have nurses and such yes. on site. What do they do for your participants?
So we, like I said, we manage all medical needs. So they're going to come to us because we become their primary care physician. So they do have us as their primary care physician. We also have nurse practitioners that are assigned to them. And then, yes, we have nursing care that comes to the home if it's needed as well.
Is that skilled nursing?
Yes.
Or just, okay.
Skilled
so you,
nursing.
If somebody has, like, wound care that yep. they need help with, trachs changed, things like that, they can mm-hmm. go in there and do that?
Can you guys also help with durable medical needs, like wheelchairs,
yes.
walkers?
And PACE will provide that. That's the wonderful thing about PACE. Once you're enrolled with PACE, there is no medical expense. So you no longer receive medical bills. They come straight to PACE. And if it's deemed medically necessary.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us at 5.1. We have Jenna Bunnell in the studio / Sean's office. Because
yeah.
that's how cool we are. So
yeah. I mean, what can we say?
If you would like to get a hold of Jenna, definitely all of the information is dropped with this podcast. So give her a call and ask for the pregnant one.
She is pregnant.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't know that yet, but you will. See you next Monday. We love you.
Bye.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.